Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Our last episode covered part one of this unilateral shift, the first in a series of three shifts that I'm talking about throughout this month of April when I'm recording these episodes. So if you have not yet heard part one, you might want to go back and listen to that episode. Otherwise, let's dive in where we left off. One of the most transformative shifts a Christian mother, and especially an adoptive mom who has teenagers who are having issues with behavior, one of the most transformative shifts I can recommend is moving away from the conventional lens of personally holding our teens accountable for their problem behaviors towards a stance of acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean you like or agree with their choices or approve problem behaviors. The conventional approach towards problem behaviors is often guided by the principle of accountability or holding them accountable. While accountability is essential in many aspects of our lives, applying it rigidly in the context of your adopted teen's problem behaviors can be counterproductive, especially when you seem to be the only adult in their life who's doing so. Very frustrating. Acceptance doesn't mean approving of negative behavior. Acceptance does not mean letting go of personal boundaries. In fact, getting clear on your own personal boundaries in the way I've learned and that I teach boundaries can and does complement this shift towards acceptance and away from rigid efforts to, quote, hold accountable that are creating further division. An acceptance lens can include recognizing and validating the emotions and experiences behind these behaviors. For adopted children whose past might be punctuated with trauma, loss, or instability, behaviors that challenge us are often manifestations of deeper needs or unresolved feelings. Looking through and viewing behavior through an acceptance lens can foster understanding and compassion, allowing us to support our children in a way that aligns with our faith and values. But what I especially want you to notice as you make this shift is the way it opens up space. How by shifting towards a lens of acceptance, we create a space for growth, healing, and genuine connection. A space that can be easily crowded out with constantly trying to, quote, hold them accountable for this, that, and the other. This acceptance lens doesn't dismiss accountability entirely, but rather counterbalances and positions it within a framework of authentic modeling. This authentic modeling method includes personal boundaries. As Christian mothers, our faith teaches us the powerful impact of unconditional love, forgiveness, and acceptance. By applying these principles within our families, especially in the challenging times, we can model Christ's love for our children and others. This shift towards an acceptance lens within the larger framework of authentic modeling can be a reflection of your commitment to creating a home filled with grace, understanding, and compassion. It involves setting loving and wise boundaries rather than punitive measures. Importantly, it requires us to reflect on our own responses and behaviors, recognizing the powerful role we play as models of Christ's love in our families. And as Christian mothers, our faith teaches us the incredible strength of unconditional love. Love that, quote, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's a quote from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, the love chapter. When we approach our children's problem behaviors with acceptance, we embody this unconditional love. We open our hearts to seeing our children in the light of God's love for them and for us. Now, this perspective doesn't erase the challenges, but it does reframe them. It also deepens our own reliance on our faith, drawing us closer to the heart of what it means to love and serve as Christ did. That's all I have for you today. As always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.